Israel has intensified its military strikes in Gaza and has ordered tens of thousands of more Palestinians to leave Rafah. That's despite international opposition to its ramping up of operations in the area. It also comes after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres repeated his calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, along with the unconditional release of all hostages and an increase in humanitarian aid. Bel True is the UK Independent's chief international correspondent. She joins me on the line now. Can you give us some context on the scale of Israel's evacuation order in Rafah now?
Well, there's actually two evacuation orders. One is in Rafah, which is this border town that's sheltering over a million people, most of the displaced from other parts of the Gaza Strip. But there's also an evacuation order on Jabalia camp, which is further north in Gaza. And the UN estimates, I believe, around 300,000 people are impacted by these evacuation orders. But it's important to say that a lot of the people who are in these areas are already displaced from other parts of the besieged strip. Some of the people I've been speaking to on the ground have been displaced as many as 5, 6, and even 7 times already. And they're telling me they feel they have nowhere to go that's safe. They're just running from A to B. They have their tents with them. They're running out of food supplies, and they're really scared. And that is why this is a controversial move on behalf of the Israelis, and why there's been so much international pressure for a ceasefire and for this offensive not to continue.
Yeah, the Biden administration, of course, has warned against an invasion of Rafah. The European Union voiced its opposition too. But does this expansion of the evacuation order suggest Israel is moving ahead with its plan for an invasion all the same?
So at least when I'm speaking to people on the ground, including UN officials, humanitarian aid workers, and of course civilians, they're telling me that the bombardment is moving in Rafah in the south, is moving further towards the center of the city and also towards the west, which would imply that it's expanding. Israelis are saying publicly that this is a precise counterterrorism operation, is essential to eliminate Hamas. They say this is their last stronghold in the strip, and this is how they're going to free the hostages. But the concern is, of course, there are, you know, a million people who are displaced in this area. They have nowhere to go. They're literally in tents. They have just cloth and pieces of cardboard to shelter under. There's also concerns as well from the families of the hostages. I've been talking to them as well. They're really scared for the safety of their loved ones. Many of them are in the streets calling on their government to sign any deal immediately to get the hostages home. They've called for a ceasefire because they're really scared that their loved ones are also under this bombardment. And there have been some reports that some of the hostages have been killed, Hamas has claimed, Israeli strikes. Of course, we don't know exactly what's going on the ground, but certainly that is a major worry coming from the families of the hostages who are protesting at this moment.
There were hopes that a ceasefire was close and Hamas signed the deal, that was then rejected by Israel. Any hopes of an immediate deal in the near future?
Well, I've been speaking to the people who are sort of close to the negotiators, and they told me a few days ago that they had some cautious optimism, but they also warned that any situation on the ground, any development in the military operation, can impact the negotiating table. So as Israel pushes further into Rafah, I think that will make the negotiating room a lot harder to come up with a deal. At the moment, of course, Hamas agreed to an Egyptian and a Qatari mediated proposal, but Israel said that some of the language had been changed and that it did not meet their demands. There are some major gaps to still be bridged. The biggest one, of course, is that Hamas wants this deal to be part of the end of the war, and Israel has made it very clear they have military objectives to complete. So it's still incredibly tense, and a lot is riding on this, both in terms of the safety of civilians who are under ferocious bombardment, who are suffering from massive lack of food and medical supplies and water, and of course the hostages as well. And that is why the pressure is mounting on Israel right now, not just from their domestic population, but of course from the international community, as you mentioned.
You mentioned the humanitarian situation. There was a point at which that seemed to be stabilizing. Is it deteriorating again now?
I probably have to say that it has never stabilized. It's always been extreme, and I was just speaking to a UN official from the World Health Organization, who said to me, you know, he spent 31 years operating in conflict zones as part of the WHO, and he's never seen a displacement and humanitarian crisis like this. The situation has got even worse, of course, because Rafah is the main artery for aid into Gaza. It is now an open battleground. The crossing is controlled by the Israelis. Nothing's coming in from that crossing. There is Kerem Shalom that's open, and the Israelis say that fuel is coming in, but the humanitarian workers on the ground and UN agencies are saying it's too dangerous to access that crossing and too dangerous to get the food out and around the strip. So the concern is that the hunger crisis is going to get worse. We already have looming famine with over a million people who are in catastrophic levels of hunger, but also disease and injuries. It's crisis after crisis after crisis.
Okay. Bel True, the UK Independence Chief International Correspondent, thank you for that.